everyone. This is the Mental Check-In.
Hello, my name is Malia.
I'm Katie.
I'm Camilla.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are sophomores from Southern California. So as a final project for our class, we were instructed to make a podcast inspired by Steinbeck's book, East of Eden, about what we believe in, what we must fight for, and what we must fight against. We all collectively feel the importance of not only expressing emotions, but expressing emotions effectively. We are really excited to share our personal experiences and opinions, but before we start, we ask you to keep these questions in mind. Do you withhold how you truly feel because you're afraid of judgment? And do you have an outlet you can go to express your emotions?
As we feel that people should be able to express their emotions freely but effectively, and the downsides of not dealing with these emotions and the effects are when you bottle it up, people eventually just blow up and take that out on a loved one or one of their friends or teachers, doesn't matter who it is. And also people not expressing their emotions because they're afraid of the judgment from their friends and everybody else. Gabby?
Yeah, I completely get that, Malia. Like, all the time I'm at my house and talking with my mom, or sometimes I just like really want to say something, but I have to like try keeping it inside. And sometimes it gets really hard, but like, and I definitely like blow out at my siblings all the time, but you know, it's just,
there's,
if you push through it, yeah.
There's ways to like get out of that and like finding outlets with that.
Yeah. And I feel like when you like try to like hold all of it in, it really like wears you down and it makes you like really tired and just makes everything like take a lot more effort, and like it's a lot harder to just like get through a normal day when you're not able to like share like and truly like tell other people like, this is how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, I mean, especially at like this point in the year where it's like the end and everything's just coming at you at once, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed and get stressed out and then take it out on other people.
And people are afraid to express their emotions because of the judgment of others. Like, that's not fair to yourself and how you feel. Like, everyone's going to have different opinions. It doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to have the same opinion as somebody else. So why not express your opinion, but in the right way? Like, there's some people out there who go and yell at people about their opinion, how they feel, but that's how they feel. Respect how they feel. Respect other people's emotions. And I think that's what we need to do, because people are having these downsides and effects of not being able to express how they truly feel, which affects so many other people, when we could just all in the end respect other people's emotions and express them freely but effectively.
Yeah, and then there's like also the aspect of like trying to be more popular and trying to maintain that popularity, mm-hmm. that sometimes gets in the way. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and sometimes like choosing, like, just say your friend feels one way but you feel another way, but you're afraid of what your friend's going to think, so you're like, oh, I have to choose how my friend feels because I don't want confrontation. But it's like, oh, like, if me and my friend both have different political views, like, we both respect each other's political views, because that's what good friends should do.
Yeah, and that's where open-mindedness comes in. Like, you always don't just be tunnel vision and look in one direction. Like, open up to new ideas and expand your mind and try opening up to new things, and that will ultimately make you a better, more understanding person that people would like to go to talk to, and be that support person. Just like support your friends, and you give better information that way when you open yourself up.
So now we're going to share some personal stories of just some experiences that we've all had bottling up our emotions and how we've been able to deal with it. Because like for me personally, not a sophomore year, but eighth grade and freshman year was not a good time for me. I was really depressed and anxious, and I just found myself sleeping all the time, lashing out at my parents. I got in trouble a lot. It was just not a healthy time period, and I was just bottling up all my emotions, and I didn't know how to deal with them. And it affected a lot of my friendships with people, and I always felt like I had to be the friend that was always on. Like, I was never allowed to be sad or express how I was feeling because I was the funny friend, and that was my responsibility.
Yeah, that's really relatable, and like, so many students feel the exact same way, but the thing that's the problem is like, a lot of people don't realize that there's other people around you who are feeling that way. They rather hide it and use social media to cover it up as well, and like, social media is almost like a mask that hides all the bad stuff in your life and only shows the good stuff.
Exactly.
And everyone
thinks, how you truly feel.
Yeah, and everyone thinks that, like, oh my gosh, your life's amazing, but it's just all the highlights, and they don't realize that that that's only a small fraction of your life.
So it's like I've always had that problem where people just like they see me and they see like blonde and like I'm fortunate and like that's what they focus on. They're like, you can't have problems. Like, no, of course not. Nothing happens in your mind because everything's just perfect. I'm like, well, and it's not always like that. And for me, what helped me get through this was sixth grade, my parents sent me to a therapist, and I just found that talking about it and being able to finally tell someone like that this is how I was feeling, and they were unbiased, and like it wasn't my mom being like, oh, but you do it to yourself. It's and like this person was able to hear my side of the story and understand where I was coming from, and I had a supporter.
So talking to an unbiased person or counselor is an effective way to express how you truly feel.
Yeah, because it's just then you feel like there's somebody on your side, no matter if it's your fault or not. It's just knowing that there's somebody there who like believes you.
Yeah, and it's always great to have someone to look up to and just see how they do stuff and be like, oh, there's an outlet. And my dad always tells me like high school was honestly the hardest time of my life and I would never turn back. Like so many emotions going through puberty and like you have crazy mood swings. And my dad's like, I'm in my 40s and this is the best time I've had in my whole life.
See,
he's with his kids, with his family, he's happy.
Yeah, like people don't realize that. Everybody's like, oh, high school's so great. I went out and partied all the time. And they're like, but they don't realize how many changes you're actually going through. And
you're finding yourself.
And especially, being like smart kids like we are and being in so many challenging classes, it's that added stress. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I want to maintain a social life. I have to do all this work.
I need to be popular.
Yeah.
I need to look good on social media.
So there's just so many extra layers that people just like don't realize.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, high school's a great time. And it's like, well.
Yeah. And the standards just set so high and kids just care. Everyone just cares about their outfits and what they look like. And like, oh, who's like, is this person judging me? Like, what do they think about me?
Exactly.
It's really unhealthy. It's just the way we think.
There's just so many different pressures put on us and like so many different aspects that like people don't necessarily realize until like you are in high school or like you really like go back and think about it. There's just like from so many different things that people don't think about right away.
And going off the topic of how it's so difficult for some kids here at Carlsbad High School or any high school to express their emotions, and it's a rough time for so many kids, I thought it would be a great idea to talk to a school counselor. So let's bring Mrs. Becker on.
So I became a counselor because I actually worked as a guidance tech here, and it was just part-time, and I was seeing what the counselors were doing, and I said, I need to do that. I wanted to work directly with students. There's so many important parts. I think what we're really trying to do is to become proactive in our services. So a lot of the times we're sitting in our office and there's just kind of stuff coming in. So whether it's a student in crises or whatever, so we're really trying to change our service model. I love doing peer mediation is one thing. So obviously learning how to communicate with each other. And so there'll be times if there's an issue between a friend group or something and seeing students come in and kind of be apprehensive about the process and like, oh, I don't know if I really want to talk with this person with you here kind of thing. And it ends up being a really positive experience and just learning how to communicate. So obviously there's a lot of cell phone use and learning to not Snapchat a discussion or text. It's like, hey, just come together and let's hash it out, you know, face to face and talk about it and problem solve. And maybe it's they still are friends and maybe it's not, but they were able to come together and use those kind of life communication skills that you need in the workplace, you need with family, you need with friends. So it's fun to kind of see that process. I would say that that's pretty memorable.
Yeah. And
so
do you have any suggestions for like certain kids who are depressed or they are going through a lot in their house?
Sometimes they'll come in crying or upset about something. And so it's like, okay, what kind of coping skills are we doing? Are we doing deep breathing? Are we trying to be mindful? And then seeing the students less and less, which is weird because I want to see my students, right? But like when I know they're going through a lot and I see them every day and then all of a sudden it's every 3 days and then I haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, wait, where's that person? You know? So it's kind of them being able to utilize those skills, which is awesome, because that's really what we want them to be able to do is if they're in need, come learn some skills, let's talk about it, but then learn how to implement them. And I think that's pretty cool. I would say the most important piece is just talking about it. You know, it's kind of ending that silence. So a lot of mental health stuff becomes it becomes a lot bigger when we internalize it and we don't deal with it. So I think just talking about it, whether it's I have family issues and I need to tell somebody, reaching out to a teacher, a trusted adult, a counselor, it can be all different people seeking help when they start to, when it starts to really impact their kind of daily activities. We're all going to go through ups and downs in life. And even, you know, as adults, we deal with stuff. And as teenagers, you guys are dealing with a lot, stresses of college and planning and what am I going to do next? And friend stuff. So it's just a matter of taking care of yourself and knowing when you need to reach out for help when it gets to be a lot. But I would say exercise, eating well, sleeping, you know, well, is that's a huge piece. So when you're sleep deprived, you're not eating good, you know, that can really impact your whole being as well. So kind of looking at what are the things you can control, because we can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control little pieces and how we deal. And if we're really having a hard time dealing with something, is just reaching out and talking to people, because I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, we need to end the silence around the stigma with mental health and just start talking about it, because there's what, 1 in 5 kids and have some kind of mental health issue throughout their life. And so it's just like, hey, how do I take care of myself? You know, try to enjoy life and not let the stresses get to you as much as possible. And, you know, reach out when you need help.
I don't know, for me, playing soccer, and I can assume for Gabby too, that playing soccer is another way to deal with your outlet. Like, I know I've, like, lashed out at my brother at home. I've lashed out at my mom, my dad, even, like, my friends. And it's just not a healthy environment to be in when you do that, and not having an outlet to go to, and like sports is another way you can get that anger out. Like, I know, like, I play like a contact girl sport, and I mean, like, I can have contact with people, like, but in a like effective way and healthy way where I'm not hurting people intentionally. It's just like a natural way, like, I can get my anger out. Or just if I need to, like, take a deep breath before I have a blowout, like, I can just go there, play how I want to play, like, not think about anything, like, but the game, because that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on getting the ball up the line and also expressing how I truly feel. People think, oh, you just kick the ball up the line, but no, you get the passes through. It's like different patterns and different things, and it's like a graceful sport at the same time. And so, like, it helps me feel connected, I guess, because I'm connecting passes, I'm connecting with my teammates, like, emotionally. And so, I don't know, they're always there for me, and it's good to have a team I can talk to communicate how I feel.
Yeah, definitely, Malia. I feel the exact same way, and, like, hopefully we're on the same team next year.
Yeah, we are.
But, like, yeah, even with my team, like, getting there, like, people don't assume that keeper's not, like, a really, like, high-level position, but it actually requires a lot of work, like, technique if you're, like, playing at a high level and, like, diving.
Yeah, because you have to think.
Yeah, and, like, all that stuff. And it's a really good way to, like, just get out all your emotions at practice and games. And just, like, it's very competitive and very physical, I feel like. And a lot of the time, like, referees are like, don't do that yellow card, but it's, like, a lot of people encourage it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about exactly how.
It's just a good distraction.
Yeah, it's a very good distraction.
And Camilla, you dance, and that's another outlet for you.
Yeah, so for me, Malia just said, dance is, like, a major outlet for me, and, like, whenever I'm, like, stressed or worried or just frustrated with something, like, I know I can go to my dance studio, and that's always a place where I can just, like, let go of everything else and just, like, move to, like, the music and, like, really figure out, like, how I'm feeling. And then, like, through, like, the choreography opportunities through dance that I've had, like, that gives me another way to, like, share with others how I feel about certain things, or, like, just, like, my emotion at that point in time. And then it's really cool that in certain cases that actually gets to, like, be performed in front of, like, an audience. So I really do get to, like, share and show other people how I'm feeling. And another reason why I really like dance is because personally I sometimes can have a hard time finding the right words to explain to people how I'm feeling, but through dance you don't have to have the words. You can explain it and, like, show people through just, like, the movement when you can't, like, find that exact word that you're looking for to explain the, like, so, like, specific emotion that you're feeling.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's not always words to express how you feel. Like example, like, the saying, a picture is 1,000 words. Like, I don't know, sometimes when I can't think of a word to represent something, how I feel, like, I use sounds. Like, I'm like, meh. Like, something so silly like that. And I don't know, because I feel like we've been kind of talking on like a downside, but like you can also be funny like that, and you can just, or like even crying is another way to express how you feel. Like I like
let that out at all.
That's my strategy. Yeah, sometimes crying can help, because like you just need to let it out, because if you like hold on to that like too much, like it's not
gonna
go up. And like there's a healthy way to cry. Like I know it sounds weird, but like there's a healthy way to cry. Like if you're sad about a loss, like it's not like you're not, no, you cannot cry.
Oh no.
No, you're okay. That's natural. That's how you're supposed to feel about it.
Sometimes that's just what helps me the most, is just going in my room, turning off the lights, and just like crying it out, listening to like sad music, and like just I just feel, and then I go to sleep and I wake up and I just feel.
Yeah, for sure. Music's another outlet.
Yes.
Because sometimes you need to listen to what others have to say.
Definitely. And another way to like vent out your information, like I love doing this, is journaling. Like just writing on a piece of paper, letting all your emotions out. You always get to refer back to them later, see what you were thinking, and be like, whoa, I was not in a good state. And you just realize like.
Improvement and progress.
Yeah, you realize, oh my gosh, like I'm not always like that. Or like if you are feeling that way again, you can refer back to your good times and be like, I'm not always gonna feel like this. Like look at me, like I'm gonna be like, this is just a hard part of my life and it feels like I'm always gonna be like this, but I'm not. It's gonna go away.
Or like even the opposite, if it's like you're going through a hard time and you have like the just like the happiest moments and you like write about it, and then you get to go back and look at it and you're just like, wow, I really wanna improve upon myself to be able to get back to that.
Get back to where, like, I was so happy.
That's where English comes in.
And that's why this project's just so important, especially for our age, you know.
Yeah, our age range.
Yeah.
And although, like, we have all these, like, hobbies that help us cope and get through our emotional problems, something else that also really helps is balance. Because you don't always want to be consistently doing one thing. And sometimes if you do, like playing soccer for way too long. I definitely realize that it's amazing, but in moderation, just like anything else, too much of any good thing can become a bad thing. And having too much soccer in your life, like a lot of players get burnt out if they're consistently going to practice. And I love it still. And I will always love it. At least I think I'm going to right now. I don't know about the future. But I have so many friends who have played soccer for so many years, and they 5 days a week, and they just get burnt out, and
so
it can
true,
become very, very hard for them, and it can make them start hating the game, which is not a good thing because it's an amazing game.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
That's definitely, and that can also contribute to build up negative energy and release of it all at once.
Yeah, it's like, it's supposed to be what is keeping me sane, and it's now what's causing my stress and causing me to be all anxious, or like, I don't know how you want to put it like that, but you know, it's like, so it's important to be able to take a step back and realize, even though I love it, it's driving me insane right now.
Finding like a balance of like your outlets too, so like if you really do love soccer, like that can sometimes be your outlet, but then also like maybe music is also another outlet that you use, so that like you balance the ways that you're
or
like
talking to a counselor.
Yeah, so that you have like not just one way, because it can, when it gets like repetitive and stuff, that can also get hard.
And you start to dislike it, and you start to not want to use that as an outlet, and you're like, oh well, what do I use as my outlet now? I have no idea. So you have to do things in moderation.
Yeah. This might be a little bit of a redundant topic, but it definitely helps. And I found it to help me personally is the way I eat and watching the way I eat. My grandma, she's always like, carbs, so good for you. Like you have to get all your carbs. But I've been looking at a lot of research lately and like talking to my psychologist, eating more fats as your fuel and your sources of fuel has been proven. Well, of course, healthy fats, because there are a lot of really unhealthy fats. But the healthy fats, like avocados have been, and like other things like that, have been proven to really help you and boost your energy and clear your brain. Because one of the things my psychologist has told me was that a lot of times carbs will often fog your brain. And that's the problem I have, is a lot of time at school it's hard for me to concentrate and stay on topic with one thing.
And a lot of people take medication for this. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's actually widely abused in colleges, Adderall. And I've my doctor, actually one of them, he takes this as well. And he has actually been able to lower his doses now that he has dieted and stopped eating as many carbs, because it just makes him more alert and sensing what he's doing. And I think that's an amazing thing, because
so
sugar is addictive.
Physically,
yes,
can healthy. Also help you
yeah,
not
mentally.
Blow out and not, because sometimes too much sugar is to crash and burn, and that's when you have your mental breakdowns. That's when you're not in the right state and you don't use your outlets because you're just not thinking the right way because you're eating unhealthy.
Yeah, and when I eat carbs, I will keep eating. Like if I eat cookies, like obviously cookies and like sugar is known as the worst. But, like, when I eat too many cookies or something, I just keep eating more. Like, I feel like I can eat so much. When I stop eating as many carbs and chips and stuff, I don't know what it is, but I also get full faster. It's kind of weird. But, like, my dad went keto, which is, like, just, like, it means his body now is fueled off of oil instead of fat. Or, I mean, fat instead of carbs, I mean. And he has been feeling much better. He has lost 40 pounds from it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not saying like anyone needs to lose weight, because like that's not a big deal, but it just also has made him feel so much better, and it impresses me. And it's not something anyone can just go into, because it's really, really hard to stop the addiction of sugar and carbs, because it's one of the biggest addictions out there. It's not really well known. It definitely, I think it's a drug. But yeah, and it just really seems to help these people, and I think it's a really good way. Opposed to medication.
So not just mentally going out there and knowing that you need to talk to someone or play a sport, but physically, like, nutritioning your body can help you express your emotions truly, even though it sounds really weird, because that's how you are thinking right, and you're not anxious or having the buildup of stress in the back of your head, because you know, oh, I'm in a healthy state of mind, like, I can feel this way, and, like, this is how I truly feel, and I can effectively express it.
Yeah, like, for me, I feel like I'm at my best when I'm going to the gym, like, every day, or I'm eating good, and I'm, like, coming home, and it's, like, I can control what I'm eating, and that's when I feel like I'm my best, and, like, right now, I'm at a point where it's, like, it's all a little bit too stressful and like there's no time, and then I find myself going back to like just sleeping and getting like angry and antsy, and yeah. And it's just being able to work out and like have that time for you is a great way to be able to not have to keep your emotions in that leads to like a mental breakdown and like getting stressed out and overworked.
Yeah, and your body's a temple, like you want to treat it that way and treat it the way it should be treated, because it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, and, like, no matter what way, like, you decide to, like, express your emotions, and no matter what outlet you use, it just, being able to express your emotions, like, ultimately, like, it just, like, helps relieve something and, like, get something off of your chest, so that, like, you no longer have to, like, have that bottled up inside of you, which then also, like, leads to fewer, like, breakdowns and that sort of thing. But so, yeah, to wrap it up, now that you've heard what we think about this and just our views and stuff, we want to bring you back to the questions that we asked at the beginning. And are you going to start expressing your true emotions regardless of any potential judgment? And are you going to look for an outlet to express your emotions?
And this is like coming from people who actually like lived through, like I hear people talk, like even adults talk about this, but like we're actually like, this is like the current people, like we're actually like living through it right now,
and that's why it's good for us to do this project, because like people can know, oh, this is coming from the high school perspective as a millennial right now.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and don't forget to express your emotions freely. This is the Mental Check-In.